Raja Madaba Jaya Kunjali Hari Jaya Jaya Kunjali Jaya Raja Madaba Jaya Kunjali Hari Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Duri Baradare Jaya Duri Baradare Jaya Gopi Jana Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Giri Baradari Jaya Giri Baradari Jaya Gopi Jana Jaya Yasoda Nandana Jaya Bajajana Ranjana Jaya Bajajana Ranjana Jaya Yasoda Jaya Yasoda Nandana Jaya Bajajana Ranjana Jaya Bajajana Ranjana Jaya Yasoda Jaya Yamuna Tirabana Chari Jaya Kunjali Hari Jaya Yamuna Tirabana Chari Jaya Kunjali Hari Jaya Raja Madaba Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jaya Raja Jaya Raja Madaba Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Giri Baradare Jaya Giri Baradare Jaya Gopi Jana Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Giri Baradari Jaya Giri Baradari Jaya Gopi Jana Jaya Yasoda Nandana, Jaya Bajajana Ranjana, Jaya Bajajana Ranjana, Jaya Yasoda Jaya Yasoda Nandana, Jaya Gajajana Ranjana, Jaya Gajajana Ranjana, Jaya Yasoda, Jaya Yamuna Jiravana Chari, Jaya Jaya Yamuna Jiravana Chari, Jaya Kundali Hari, Jaya Yamuna Jiravana Chari,
ऐसी भक्ति वदन तो स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णु परमहंस परिव्रचार्य स्तुत सदस्य श्रीमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरिता को प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस कंफंड आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की नाम आचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की ग्रंथ राष्ट्र भगवतम की समवेत भक्त वृंद की नीताय गोपी मनंदी All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the lotus feet of Sisi Gura Gauranga. Narayana Namaskritya Narayjava Narottamam Devam Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nasta Prajeswa Bhadresu Nijam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loke Bhakti Bhavati Nastiki Vedi Ramane Chaiva Purane Purate Chata Adu Adyan Chamhadi Chahari Savitakiyati Mukam Karajivacha Lam Pangu Languiti Kri Yakipata Hamande Sri Guru Dinatari Paramananda Madhava Dhamma Prajita Kadabuta Paramodi Masram Satan Vedan Vastavam. Shima Bhagavati Mahamuni Kutiki Bhai Parayishwara Sadhya Uridi Hamantitaka Tipitaka Shalam Yashava Shriyamana Yam Krishna Parama Purusha Bhakti Utapadi Pansa Soka Moha Paya Paya Agyana Timandasya Agyana Gana Sadakaya Chasu Smita Yena Tasma Shri Guru Vinama Namo Mahabda Ya Krishna Prima Budayate Krishna Ya Krishna Chaitanya Mune Guru Tisima Namo Ramaya Devaya Guru Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dina, Bandhu, Jagapati, Gopisha, Gopika, Kanta, Namastati. Tata Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radha, Bindamini, Suri, Vishnapana, Sutra, Devi, Panamami, Hari, Priya. Namamo, Vishnapadaya, Krishna, Pistaya, Bhutale, Shmati, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, Tinamini. Namaste, Sarasati, Devi, Gauravani, Pacharini. Nevisesa, Sunyavadi, Pashtra, Vishnavini. Vantaka Patrubhya Sthakripa Sri Devata Patitanam Pavana Vibhyo Vashna Vibhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adita Gadara Sivashari Gaura Bhakta Vida Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I thank everyone for being here this morning for the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today is the Uttarat, the return rat, the return. Today is the ninth day. This is the ninth day of the Rath Yatra. So Lord Jagannath is supposed to leave the temple of Gondicha on his way back to Srimandi in Jagannath Puri. So today is Uttarat. And of course, one thing about Uttarat, because Krishna is being pulled back from Vrindavan to Bhakta Dwarka, because Srimandi is considered to be Dwarka. So this is not something that Rasik devotees likes to participate in, because Krishna being in Dwarka and then going to Kurukshetra, whereby he met the Brijavasi, especially Srimati Radharani and the gopis. And while there, Srimati Radharani was explaining that this is, we have met here again after a long period of time. You are the same Krishna and I am the same Srimati Radharani, because the divine couple, they always remain eternally youthful, Nitya Kishore and Nitya Kishore. So Krishna and Radharani, they always remain youthful. But now they've met in Kurukshetra. So Srimati Radharani is saying that even though this is a very nice place, and as we have met again, however, this is not the place for us to be. I'm not happy by being here. It's better for us to be in Vrindavan, whereby there is Yamuna, beautiful flowers, so maybe Govardhan is there. So that is much more better place. So Krishna is pulled, the wrath of Krishna is being pulled to go to Vrindavan. Now today is going back to Dwarka. So this Uttarat, the devotees who are following, especially the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga, they don't enjoy, they don't actually participate in the Uttarat, because they don't want to take Krishna out of Vrindavan. Krishna is more natural in Vrindavan. They don't take Krishna out of Vrindavan, so they do not take part. So now, today's verse is text 17, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 10, chapter 20, no, chapter 21 and text number 17, is it? 17. This chapter that is dealing with the Venu Gita. Venu Gita, which is the song of the flute, the gopis, they are glorifying the Krishna's flute. Lots of different expressions are there. So today, the gopis, they are explaining how the women of the aborigines, they are called the Pulindis, women of Pulinda, how they are very, very fortunate. So we can read the text. Puna Pulinda Rugaya Padavjara. Sri Kunkume Nandayitastana Manditena. Tadasanas Mararujas Tinarusitena. Limpanchananta Kutesu Jaustar Adim. Puna Pulindi Arugaya Padav Janraga. Sri Kunkume Nandayitastana Manditena. Tadasanas Mararujas Trinarusitena. Limpanta Anana Kute Sujahu Sagadim. Puna Pulindi Arugaya Padam Jaraga. Sri Kunkume Nandayitastana Manditena. Tadasanas Mararujas Trinarusitena. Limpanchana Nakute Sujahu Sadadim. You can please chant. Tadasanas Mararujas Trinarusitena. Limpanta Anunakute Sujahustadadim. Somebody else. Somebody else? Matajis? Satisfied, Pulindhya the wives of the Sabara tribe, Purugaya of Lord Krishna, Padabja from the lotus feet, Raga of reddish color, Sri Kunkumena by the transcendental kumkum powder, Daita of his girlfriend, Stana the breast, Manditena which had decorated, Tat of that, Darshanam by the sight, Smara of Cupid, Rujaha feeling the torment, Trina upon the blades of grass, Rositena attached, Limpantia smearing, Hanana upon their faces, Kuchesu and breast, Jahu they gave up, Tat that had in mental pain. Translation and purport. Actually, translation is by the disciples, but there's a purport by Srila Prabhupada. I think this translation is also by Srila Prabhupada. The aboriginal women of the Vrindavan area become disturbed by lust when they see the grass marked with reddish kumkum powder. Endowed with the color of Krishna's lotus feet, this powder originally decorated the breasts of his beloveds. And when the aboriginal women smear it on their faces and breasts, they gave up all their anxiety. In other words, they became fully satisfied. It's called puna. The word here is a puna, became very calm, complete, happy after smearing this kumkum which were marked on the grass of Vrindavan. And they smear this, they smell it, and they apply this on their body and then their breast, and then they become very satisfied. So Srila Prabhupada explains this verse as follows. The wanton aboriginal girls also became fully satisfied when they smeared their faces and breasts with the dust of Vrindavan, which was reddish from the touch of Krishna's lotus feet. The aboriginal girls had very full breasts and they were also very lusty. But when their lovers felt their breasts, they were not very satisfied. When they came out into the midst of the forest, they saw that while Krishna was walking, some of the leaves and creepers of Vrindavan turned reddish from the kumkum powder that fell from his lotus feet. His lotus feet were held by the gopis on their breasts, which were also smeared with kumkum powder. But when Krishna traveled in the Vrindavan forest with Balaram and his boyfriends, the reddish powder fell on the ground of the Vrindavan forest. So the lusty aboriginal girls, while looking toward Krishna playing his flute, saw the reddish kumkum on the ground and immediately took it and smeared it over their faces and breasts. In this way, they became fully satisfied, although they were not satisfied when their lovers touch their breasts. All material lusty desires can be immediately satisfied if one comes in contact with Krishna consciousness. So, which means there are two different things. There is prem and then there is kam. Prem and kam. Prem can only apply to Krishna, love, the pretty. Pretty. And then there is kam, which is lust. In this material world, everyone is infatuated with kam, with lust, which is mundane sexual desires. As a matter of fact, the whole material creation is operating on the basis of this sex desire. But there is a spiritual lust. This lust is called pretty love, love of God, that is there. Material lust never gives one any satisfaction. As Prabhupada pointed out here, that when these aboriginal girls, the Pulindis, when they were with their lovers, with their, let's say, their husband, whatever, even though their lovers may touch their breast, they don't feel any satisfaction. They're not satisfied with it. Because that's the nature of material sense gratification. It's called a duspurinanalilacha, which means the desire for it is always burning, just like fire. It's like when you put fuel into the fire will simply grow and grow, isn't it? But so there's never any satisfaction in the modern sex. No one has ever said this material world that, oh, I have so much sex, now I'm completely satisfied. No, there's never any such thing. But the nature of Krishna is that the moment one comes in contact with him, one becomes relieved of all kinds of materialistic agitations. One becomes relieved, one becomes very calm, and then it becomes possible to follow the path of Krishna consciousness. Because if one is full of lusty desires, following the path of Krishna consciousness is actually difficult. Even though one may try, say that, oh, yeah, I can try to satisfy my lust, and at the same time, I can try to be Krishna conscious. But this Krishna consciousness is actually difficult. Just like you say that sometimes you want to cross a river, and when you want to cross a river, you put your leg in two boats. One leg this way, another leg that way. I want to cross the river with two boats. So you'll be frustrated, obviously, because it's not possible to cross a river while in two boats. You'll be totally frustrated. So you have to choose one. Also, there's a story of a bridal party, the wedding party. They were going for the marriage of their sons. So as they were going, and then they needed to cross a river because the marriage is on the other side of the river, the marriage ceremony itself. And this party, they were on the other side of the river, and they need to cross the river to go to the other side. It was the evening time. So the marriage party, when they came to the bank of the river, they saw a boatman, and they asked the boatman to take them across the river, and especially the marriage ceremony must take part at a certain time. Everything is based on tithi, just like here in India, all the marriage ceremony takes part according to tithi, the timing. It may be night time, maybe evening time, but there's a tithi according to what the astrologer calculation described. So this marriage party, they told the boatman that they They have to be at this ceremony. They must be there at this certain time of the morning. So the boatman said, no problem, it's okay, I will take you across. So they got into the boat. They got into the boat and the boatman started rowing, you know, started rowing. And the marriage party, they fell asleep because it was nighttime. So they fell asleep, and then the boatman was rowing his boat, So the morning time came. So when the morning time came, everyone got up, the wedding party got up, and they asked the boatman if they've arrived at the location. So the boatman replied, he said, I think so. I think we've arrived at the location. After all, I have been rowing the boat all night long. So you must have arrived at the location. And then they were looking around, and they found out that they are still at the same spot where they were previously. This is the same spot where they were the previous night. So they asked the boatman that, what happened? We are still at the same spot we were last night. So the boatman replied, said, oh, I've been rowing the boat all night long. So how come we are still at the same spot? And then they are looking down, and then they find that the boatman, he did not remove the anchor. You know, just like when you go to Yamuna, he said, you know, there's so many boats are there that are always ready to take you across the Yamuna. And normally those boats are tied to the anchor. But if the boatman did not remove the anchor, no matter how much he tried to row the boat, it's not going to go anywhere, isn't it? So the wedding party, they say, oh, foolish man, why can you not remove the anchor? Huh? You are laboring all night long, and you did not remove the anchor. Hmm? You just spoiled the whole ceremony for us. We're supposed to be at this wedding place at this particular time. So, in this way, so what is this anchor that was forgotten to remove? This is our situation in this material world, that as long as the lust is within our heart, which is compared to the anchor, and if this lust is not removed by the execution of Christian consciousness, no matter how much we try in our bhakti, in the practice of our bhakti, we will not reach anywhere. We still are at the same place. We won't reach anywhere. But if there's a contact, if there is a contact with dear devotees of the Lord, if there's a contact with them, then it's possible that this anchor can be removed, this sex desire can be removed, and then we can start to really, the glory of bhakti can manifest within our hearts. So the Pulinda girls, they were the aborigine women, when they were walking about in the morning, and they saw the kumkum which are on the grass of Vrindavan. And this kumkum actually come from the lotus feet of Krishna. And when they saw this grass, the morning grass, and the kumkum is there, immediately they became filled with passion. Because why they became filled with passion? Because they've heard that yes, Krishna is, you know, it's very, very, you know, he's performed these loving pastimes with the gopis of Vrindavan. How the gopis of Vrindavan, they are full of amorous desires, desire Krishna towards Krishna, and they always Krishna is always fulfilling their desires. So the Pulinda girls, because they're always discussing among each other, this Pulinda, these are aborigine women, they are not, let's say, they are not cultured women, but somehow they've heard glories of Krishna. They've heard melodies of Krishna's flute. And also some of them, because this Aboriginal woman, some of them they live in the forest, and some of them they live in the hill areas in brush, and some of them they hear from the gopis. They hear from the gopis of Vrindavan, and when the gopis are describing Krishna's loving affairs. When they are describing Krishna's loving affair among themselves, this aboriginal woman, they hear. And as they hear, they become very, very, desirous. Even though they cannot really directly meet Krishna, they can't meet Krishna directly, but they have great desire to see Krishna or to hear Krishna's flute playing. So there was one time when Krishna was with the gopis. Somehow the gopis, they stole Krishna's flute. They stole his flute, and Krishna was not so happy that his flute had been stolen by the gopis. And then Lalita said, "Oh Krishna, why you concerned so much about your flute? Look, I have these aboriginal girls. I have two of them, and they are very, very expert in carving. They are very, very expert in carving. If you like, I can call them up. They can make you 10 or 20 flutes immediately. So why are you so much concerned about your flute being stolen?" So in this way, this Pulinda woman, this Aboriginal woman, they have been described. So in various sections of the scriptures, especially in Govinda Lilamrita, in the Brajavila Stava by Raghunadas Goswami, this also described about some various interactions that this Pulinda woman, which they have. So Krishna has, there are of all forms of God, there are many, many forms of God. But of all the forms, Krishna is called Paramavastha, is the supreme form of the Lord. And Krishna has four special qualities by which all other forms of God do not have. These four qualities of Krishna, which are there. Can somebody describe? What makes Krishna different from other forms of God? So Lila, Rup, Guna, and Venu. So these four distinctions, these four qualities, you will not find it in any Vishnu forms. So, and that's what makes Krishna all attractive. That's what makes him so attractive, that he has these special qualities, these four qualities, which are not there in other forms of God. Narayana do not play flute. He doesn't play flute. Nor does he perform very amorous or unlimited lila, extraordinary pastimes, as Krishna does here in Vrindavan. Normally, when Narayana comes, he only comes when there is a particular circumstance. Maybe some demons need to be killed, or something need to be done, just like Vaman came in order to take the universe away from Bali. So this is just circumstantial. Their activities is not nature, it's not eternal activities, it's not nature lila, their activities. But Krishna's activity with the devotees is nature lila. Even when Krishna is in Dwarka, he does not have this kind of pastimes. Because in Dwarka, Krishna does not play flute in Dwarka. He doesn't play flute, nor does he wear peacock feather. Like there was one time when in Dwarka, Krishna was always, lamenting for the Brijabasi. Even though he's in Dwarka and all his wives, they are the most beautiful women in the creation. But still, Krishna is not attracted to them at all. While sleeping on the side of his coin like Rukmini, Satyabhama, and all that. But Krishna was always calling out on the gopis, on the Radharani, saying, Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi. Krishna will always be calling upon them. So one time, the queens, they asked Krishna that, what is it that you see in the gopis that you don't see in us? What is it in Badis that you're always calling upon them, even though we fulfill all your desires, still you're always calling out this gopis of Vrindavan? What is it that is in them that you don't find in us? So Krishna replied, he said, well, you can't understand. If I tell you, you can't understand. So the queen, they said, what is it that we can't understand? Tell us something that you think these gopis do that we cannot do. Tell us. Then Krishna replied, when I play my flute in the middle of the night, these gopis, no matter what they are doing, they abandoned. Some of them may be feeling, may be attending to their husband. Some of them may be taking care of children. Now the gopis don't have children, but they take care of the children of others. Because the gopis, they only be touched by Krishna only. It's not that, even though it's mentioned that they are married, but it's actually shadow. The gopis belong to Krishna only because they are expansions of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna said that no matter what circumstance they are in, the gopis, they immediately abandon it and run to the forest to meet me in the forest. Even though sometimes some of them may be attending to some pujas because the families are there, they want them to do some pujas. Still, the moment they hear my flute, they immediately abandon it and they run to the forest to meet me. You know. So the queen replied, they said, well, we can also do the same. You know, they can come and meet you in the middle of the night. We can do that. You can come and meet me. We can come and meet you. We can do the same. So Krishna said, okay, I'm going to play my flute near the ocean. And then if I play my flute, then all of you will have to come. So the queen said, yes, we are ready to do that. So in the middle of the night, somehow there was some indication that Krishna was playing flute. And then the queens decided to go to meet Krishna in the middle of the night. But for them to run out of the palace, it's not possible. Why? Because they are very, very respectable women. Very, very respectable, which means they have to dress themselves very, very nicely, put on the finest jewelry. And not just that, how can the respectable women do not go out of the house, especially in the middle of the night? So actually they find it impossible to go and meet Krishna in the middle of the night. They find it impossible to do so because they are conscious of their position. They are very conscious of that. This is something, you know. So therefore they said this is not, and of course, as I said, Krishna does not play flute in Dwarka. Nor does he wear peacock feather and all that. Only here in Vrindavan that is there. So therefore, there is a composition whereby it mentions the actual worship of Krishna. This is that. This is coming from Srila Vishnu Chakravartipa. Whereby it says, Aradyo Bhagavan Brajesh Tanaya Star Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kasyupasana Brajabhadu Bhagavirya Kalpita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Amanam Puranam Premam Pumajamaha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matam Idam Tatra Dharana Para. This statement actually coming from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the best form of God, the best form of God is Krishna, Nandanandana Krishna. That's the best form of God and is the supreme worshipable object. And is Vrindavan, which is Krishna's transcendental abode, that is to be worshipped, Vrindavan. Which means the ideal form of worship of Krishna is that takes place in Vrindavan only. And the most pleasing form of worship for the Lord is that which was performed by the gopis of Vrindavan. The gopis represent the ideal worship of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is this spotless Puran, the spotless authority on everything, and pure love of God is the ultimate goal of life for all men. These statements, for which we have the highest regard, are the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That yes, the ideal form of worship of the Lord is that which is done by the gopis of Vrindavan. And what is that? Because the gopis of Vrindavan, they have no other aspirations, they have no other desire except pleasing Krishna. Anukuyena Krishna, Anusilana Bhakti Bhotana. The whole Vrindavan exists only for the pleasure of Krishna. The Vrindavan, Vrijabasis, they exist only for the pleasure of Krishna. So when Krishna left Vrindavan, what happened? So Vrindavan became like a desert, because everyone stopped all the activities. Everyone stopped all the activities. No more, you know, breadheading the cows, no more making the cows, no more turning on the butter. Everything just stopped because Krishna left. So everything stopped. So all the Vrijabasis say, what you are doing, they are simply lamenting. Day in, day out, crying, day in, day out, Krishna, where is Krishna? Because they've stopped the activities of eating, or drinking, or sleeping, everything. So their body became very, very skinny, everything by the bone. Now, they're able to maintain their life because Krishna promised them, said that, I will be back. Otherwise, they will have given up their life long time ago. Immediately Krishna left Vrindavan, they will have given up their life. But Krishna said, I'm coming back, I'll be back. So with that promise, so they are maintaining their life. So therefore Mahaprabhu said, the ideal place of worship is this Vrindavan Dham, because it's only pure love of God that is there. You will not find this pure love of God anywhere else. Only in Vrindavan that you find this. So the verse we are reading said that it mentioned here the Puna Pindya Urugaya Padabjaraga Si Kunkumena Daitastana Manditena Tadashina Smararajastina Rustena Limpantya Anana Kutesu Jahus Tadadin. So Krishna is called Urugaya because of his plane, the manner of his plane, the flute. When Krishna plays the flute, the entire universe is captivated by this. When Krishna plays the flute, everything become alive. Even the cloud come very, when they hear Krishna's flute, the cloud come very, very closer. After the cloud, they consider themselves as being Krishna's friend. Why? Because Krishna, his complexion is that of a cloud. That's his, you know, Shamsunda, like a cloud. Krishna's complexion is like that. And then Christians said, we are Christians Pitambara because we are yellow dress. So the lightning that comes on the cloud, the lightning, this is like the same as the dress of Krishna, the color of Krishna's dress. So therefore, the cloud, they feel very, very much affectionate towards Krishna. So when they hear the Krishna's flute playing, they immediately come closer, So the gopis, they were describing all this. This Venu Gita is the song of the gopis, whereby they are describing, talking among themselves, that they're actually talking about how the various inhabitants of Vrindavan, various residents, and which include the trees, the deers, the cows, the mountains. So they are given all the various descriptions of all these different entities, and they are describing how all these entities, they are so fortunate because they can actually see Krishna directly. But we gopis, we are not that fortunate. We are not that fortunate as these entities, the forests of Vrindavan, the snakes, even the animals. They are so fortunate because they can see Krishna, but we are not so fortunate that we can see Krishna. And that's why they are talking of these Pulinda girls. Even though these Pulinda girls, they never see Krishna, they never come in contact with Krishna, but they hear about Krishna. When they hear about Krishna, they become very, very attracted. So we also, if you want to practice devotee, if you want to practice Krishna consciousness, everything begins from hearing about Krishna. Everything begins from here. So therefore there's Shravana Kirtana. So when there's a proper Shravana Kirtan, then there can be Smarana. There can be remembering. Otherwise, how can you think of Krishna if there's no proper hearing? And of course, if you hear properly, then you can do proper kirtan. Kirtan includes thinking about Krishna's name, and also preaching about his activities. That is kirtan. So when there is Shravan kirtan, then there can be proper hearing. Then there can be proper remembering of Krishna. And when you remember Krishna, it's as good as seeing Krishna, because Krishna becomes manifested within your heart when you remember him. So the gopis, they saw, because when they were talking about the Pulinda girls smearing this kumkum on their body, on their faces, and they became very, very gratified. It's not that they were there in the forest observing the activities of these Pulinda girls. They were in their homes. They were in their homes discussing among themselves. Now, because they are greatest devotees of the Lord, so even though they are in their home, they are able to see everything, because after all, the great devotees, they have the quality of omniscience. Omniscience means being able to know past, present, and future. They can see what goes on anywhere, the great devotees. So the gopis, they're able to see this ladies of the Pulinda, that, oh, they are going to the forest, and they saw Krishna's footprints. Not footprint, they saw Krishna's smeared kumkum, which are on the grass in the morning, and then they take this grass, and then they wipe it on their body. And as they wipe it on their body, they become very, very gratified. They become pacified of all any forms of mundane lusty desires. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, at the end of his purport, he said, all material desires can be immediately satisfied if one comes in contact with Krishna consciousness. If one comes in contact with Krishna consciousness, in the last verse of 10th canto, chapter 33, text 39, the last verse, the last, very last verse, whereby Sukadeva Goswami is talking about the conquering mundane sex desire. Now, we have to know that Sukadeva Goswami is the greatest of sages. And he had just finished describing the loving affair, the Rasa Panchadhyaya, the five chapters of the Bhagavatam, which actually deal with Krishna's loving pastimes with the gopis. Krishna's in the forest, the frolicking in the forest, dancing, swimming, and the Yamuna together. So, which to someone with a mundane mind, we think that these are simply sex, you know, these are simply descriptions of sex life. And Sukadeva Goswami is the greatest of all sages. You know, when Sukadeva Goswami was coming to the assembly of the sages, he was naked, he was walking naked. And that time, all the young girls, when they saw Sukadeva Goswami walking naked, they were not concerned about him. But when they saw his father previously, yesterday, they immediately tidy up themselves. But Sukadeva Goswami, who completely renounced everything, now he's just not describing the Krishna's Rasalila activities. He's just describing it. But at the end of it, in the last chapter, of the last verse of chapter 33, of the, let me just get it here. Can you get it there? Chapter 33, text 7, can you get it there? Huh? You have it? Vikriditam Vrijabhadrubi Dantya Vishnu, that's its reverse. It says, Vikriditam Vrijabhadrubi Dantya Vishnu. There, can you get it on the verse? Text 36, chapter 33. You can get it. Okay, let me just read it to you. This verse is talking about how we can conquer sex desire. How we can overcome sex desire. So this is the secret. Now, let me see. If anybody have, if you have Veda base in your smartphone, you can also look it up. It's chapter 33, text 39. So this is what Sukadeva Goswami said. Virikiritam Bajibadubidan Javishnu Sadamvito Anus Noya Tabanayati Bhati Param Bhagavati Putilabya Karman Ridrogam Vishwapayinoti Achirena Dira. Anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus, he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. So this is it. This is the recommendation of Sukadeva Goswami, that yes, if you want to conquer lust and attain Param Bhakti, then hear the descriptions of Lord Krishna's loving affairs with the Vrijabhasi. And then by this continuous hearing from authorized devotees, then this red rogan, this disease of the heart, which is lusty desire, this will be uprooted, this will be cut down. And then that, the bhakti will sprout, bhakti will germinate. So there is a lot to discuss in this text we are reading today, especially Srikonkumena Daita Stana Manditena, talking about Krishna's dearmost girlfriend, in this case which happened to be Srimati Radharani, and Krishna's placing his foot on her breast, and his foot became smeared with kumkum, which was applied on her breast, and Krishna walking on the ground, this kumkum become smeared on the grass. And this kankan become very transcendental. Anybody who become touched by it, that person's life will become transformed. So, our time is over. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. If there's any question or comment, you can please go ahead. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yeah, people don't like to ask questions. Anyway. So anyway, thank you very much for listening. Grant to us Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Go up in Manande. Hare Krishna.
Which one is the verse?
10:33:39.